Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So I'm going to tell you about the most metal animal on Earth.
I look forward to this very much.
Well, its official name is the scaly, like little scales, scaly foot snail. This is not pretty. It is not lacy. But here's the thing. When you look at them online, the scaly foot snail, they show you it's got this shiny, deep black, almost brown shell, and its foot is covered with all of these little scales, almost like a pine cone.
Weird. It's like it attached itself to like a barnacle on a tree.
Yeah. What I was imagining they were like fist size, and then I finally read a paper. They're about 1 to 2 inches at most.
Oh, tiny little guys then.
Eeny weeny little tiny super heavy metal snails. This little tiny snail survives in 3 hydrothermal vent fields in the Indian Ocean, nearly 1.8 miles below the surface.
Oh, wow. So extreme pressure and extreme heat.
And extreme chemicals. And In order to survive, it grows its own armor.
Wow. Okay, that totally explains that little footy.
Yeah, the little footy and the shiny shell. So the shell is covered with a slightly shiny layer of iron sulfide, which the snail makes into things like pyrite, which is fool's gold, or greigite, which is magnetic.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Like, so if it's old enough, could you stick a magnet to these snails?
You could stick them to your fridge, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, you wouldn't stick a magnet. They would be magnetic. You'd put them on the fridge.
Down there with your submarine and they're like, tink, tink, tink. No, that doesn't happen. But it grows hundreds of overlapping scales on the top of its foot to protect it from the extreme heat and pressure. And these scales start out white because it's making shell and hard skin and everything. But over time, those scales on the foot get covered with the same iron sulfide, also making them black. But here's the really cool fact. Researchers published in a September 2019 article in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America. Good grief, guys. Get shorter journal names. The snail deposits this iron on itself with the help of bacteria.
Wow.
It is the only known animal that incorporates iron sulfide into its skeleton. And, oh, those things on its feet are called sclerites.
Sclerites. Okay, that is some weird symbiosis.
Right?
And the bacteria, they get a host. Those are such extremely unlikely, like, animal superpowers. Who would have expected? So they're close to the mouth of the volcano?
Yeah, they've got the super, super hot water.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
And do they still have a squishy side of the foot?
Is there any of it that's soft?
Mm-hmm.
So it almost looks like there's this one picture and you've got the big shell. Well, not big shell because they're 1 to 2 inches, but there's the shell. And then its body comes out of the shell and it's got its head with its antenna. Those are soft. And then you've got these, all the little scales. And then it looks like the underside of the foot, like what would be your palm, is also still kind of soft.
But it must be okay when it's not exposed to that boily water.
Yeah, you just suck down to a rock. So that part isn't, you know, it's fine.
So these are a fairly modern discovery, presumably.
2001.
Wow. There's still magic out there, kids.
So that is the scaly foot snail.
So weird and excellent. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.